Viter in Shasper, Menachas Tavchav Tasper, Yom Chav Chesma Beis, but bottom of the page. Three lines up from the bottom. Last word on the line. Bishlama Gavim Esther Mushnayim. Okay, I understand that there's 23 goblets. The Siva Menorah Arba'a Gavim. It says about the menorah that there are four goblets. Uksiv Shosha Gavim Shugadam Bakana Echa the Kafta Referach. And it says three goblets decorated on one branch, a knob and a flower. Arba Dida. And if we add the four own goblets of the central part of the menorah, beep, turn the page. Chafta Samanas. Vitamne Sari Dekanim. 18 goblets of the six branches. Ha'ezer Metatik goes up to 22. Kaftorim Nami, and also the knobs. Echad, I'm sorry, Achadasar Kaftorim, there's 11. Tre Dida, two of the central part of the menorah's own knobs. Shisha Dekanim, and six of the branches. V'kaftor, 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 and a knob under the two branches for it, a knob two for that, and a knob two of that. Ha'chatzar comes out to 11. Elaprachim tisha binal. How do we know that there are nine flowers? Prachim tredidah, because we have the flowers, the central part of the menorah as two. Shisha dekanim, and six on the branches. Tamanyavu, that comes out to only eight. Amarev shalman ksev, it says, al yerecha ad, I'm sorry, ad yerecha, ad pircha mikshahi. To the base, to its flower, it's hammered out. Amarav, gova shal menorah, tish tefachim, the height of the menorah was nine tefachim. Frak the Gemara, eis ver avshimi bar chiyol araf. Evan oi silf in the menorah, there was a stone in front of the menorah, uba shalosh mailas, or three steps, shalah koin omid, the koin would stand on it, umate of his menorah, so then we go and prepare the lamps. Now, if it's only nine tefachim high, that's very short, nine tefachim, one, two, three, about 2.5 feet off the, whatever, 3 feet off the ground. So it's very, 2 feet off the ground. I don't even know. It's very, bottom line, it's not high. Why have to stand on the stones to do it? Amalei, shimi at, shimi at, shimi you. And she's a tohu, I'm actually, but to me, I was like, what? Why would you ask that question? I never meant that what? Never meant the height of the entire menorah is nine tefachim. Kikamina, what do I mean? That they're nine tefachim at the midpoint of the menorah. Mi sfas kanim ulamala, from the upper edge of the first pair of the branches and up. Ksiva pecha neiris hamalkachayim zahav hu milchlos zahav. It says, with their flowers, lamps, and tongs of gold, finishing gold. This is Shlomo Melch. He made 10 golden menorahs according to what they, you know, their specifications. He put them in the heichal, 5 on the right, 5 on the left. And he made all of the articles of the Beis HaMikdash, the menorah, and their lamps of closed gold for kindling, and required a as required in front of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, with the flowers, the lamps, the tongs of gold, finishing. My Michlosav, what does it mean, finishing gold? Amravami Shekilasu L'chol Hazav Sagor Shel Shlomo. Because it finished off all the closed gold that Shlomo had. It was very refined gold. Damer of Yudamer Rav. Esav Menoros Asa Shlomo V'chol Achas V'Achas. Hevi La Elef Kikar Zav. He brought 1,000 kikar of gold for them. V'chnisu Elef Pabim L'kor. And he put them into the kiln 1,000 times. Midu Al Kikar. Until he was able to put them into one, come down to one kikar. Which is incredibly pure gold here. Amy, is it really true that all the gold was used up? V'chsib V'chol Kli Mashke HaMelech Shlomo Zav. It says that after the Beis HaMikdash was built, that all of Shlomo's drinking utensils were of gold. V'chol klei Beis Yar, halavanon zav sagor. And all the fixtures of the house of the forest of Lebanon were closed gold. En kesef nechshav yimei Shlomo l'me'uma. And there was no silver, because silver wasn't considered worth anything in these were Shlomo. So we see he was exorbitantly wealthy. Rashi says, Alma ashehu hava, v'atamar t'kliyasa. And you said that he, it was clear that he used up all of his stuff. Right, because that was it sounds like the end of the pasuk is saying, "Zav sagar kamiran." We're speaking only of closed gold. Certainly, Shlomo was incredibly wealthy, but the ten menorahs used up whatever closed gold he had. We needed plenty of other stuff. Omi chasar kulehai. Does it lose so much when you keep firing it up in the kiln? Vatanya, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. There was a story time that happened in which there was, it found out there was a menorah, and the Beis HaMikdash was more than the weight of the menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu, but dinar zav kordikini, by a kordikini gold dinar. Right, so it's a little bit of amount that a little bit more. And they put it 80 times into the kiln, v'amidu al kikar, until they got it down to a kikar. So now, if we're saying like the gold loses so much each time it's fired in the kiln, then if the menorah is only a little bit heavier than the kikar, it's fired 80 times, it'll end up being much lighter than the kikar. Once it reaches a certain weight, given to kai kai, it gets to the most refined it's possible to, so then it stands close to that weight even if you fire it many, many more times. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeini, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Maida Sivela Menorah Tahor. What does it mean when it says, upon the pure Tahor Menorah, Shiyardu Maseha Mimakum Tahor? The menorah's handwork came down from a place of purity. In other words, came from Shamayim. It says Rashi, Mina Shamayim, Hederu Lemoshe Lenegad Menorah. It showed him the menorah. El Me'ata, according to this, what the Torah says, Al Shulchan Tahor, it says that you shall place them on the pure table. So we want to darshan that also, Shiyardu Maseha of Mimakum Tahor, that it came from there as well? Can't be. Ela, rather Tahor, what does it mean? Mechalashu Tame, it implies that it's possible for Tuma to become, it's possible for the Shulchan to become Tame. Achanami here also, Tahora, the fact that this is worth Tahor, Mechalashu Tameya, implies that it's possible for it to menorah to become tame. Bishlam also makes himself sense over there in the case of the shulchan that tells it to become tame. You shall place the lechem upon him on the uncontaminated table. Mechashu tame, it implies that it can become tame, right? But why should it be clay eats also in nachasu? This table is just a wood kli that stays where it is. Chok leitz also in nachas ain mekabatoma. They would lift up the table when the Ole Regel would come, Umarin Lahem, Lechem upon him, to show them the Lechem upon him. The Omer Lahem would say to them, Reuchi Baschem Lefnei Malkum, see how beloved you are before Hashem. My Chibaschem, what's the belovedness? Kedur Rav Shua ben Levi. Dom Rav Shua ben Levi, Nis Gadol Nasa Belechem Pono, it's a big nice that happens. Siluko Kisidur. It was as hot and fresh at the time they got removed, at the time it was actually placed over there. Shenemar, Shenemar, whoa. Lasum Lechem Chom Biyom Hilak Cho. Point is, they picked it up. But here, in reference to the menorah, we can't say that the Torah calls it Torah to imply that it could become Tamei. Pshita, obviously, it's a metal thing. It came from a place of Torah. Aron of fire, Shulchan Shalish, menorah Shalish, Yodim Hashem, that came from Shamayim, the Aron, the Shulchan, and the menorah, all of fire that came from Shamayim, Varel, Moshe, Vasa, Gmosa, Moshe saw them, and he made like them. Shenenar, Re'ei, Va'asei, Be'tav, Nisam. See and make it according to the form that you are shown on the mountains. Rabbi Tamil Asher Atamar Bahar will crumble and the hilltops will fade away. Elamiata, Frekta Gemara, Vakimosa. You shall put up the Mishkan according to the Mishpat, as it will be shown in the mountain. Hachanam, here also you want to say that it came out of fire and shown in Shemayim. Said the Gemara, no, the Mishkan didn't come down in fire. Hachaksiv Kimishpato, over here it says Kimishpato, that the Mishkan is to be according to the laws. Hachaksiv Kibetavni Sam, according to their form. I'm Rabbi Chiya Barabba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Gavriel Chagor Kamin Psikya Haya. That the Malach Gabriel was girded with a workman's apron. This is the workmanship of the menorah. Tanit Rabbi Shmuel Shlotzin Devarim Hayu Kashin Lemoshe. Three things that were hard, that were difficult, challenging for Moshe Rabbeinu. Hach Herelah Kodesh Baruch Hu Kvam. And so until Hashem showed him with his finger. Ve'elim these are menorah v'rosh chodesh u'shratzim, and what the shratzim are. The menorah, we know. What's Rosh Chodesh? Rosh says, "Meshas molad levana enu nireis kiem me'at." When the levana, the moon has its newness, so you only see a tiny amount. But any nikeres, it's not recognizable. Because I mean, in Rosh Hashanah, kazeri isem im kazeri isem, like this or like that. Shratzim lo yamaker eza tamev. You know which ones Ketorim, which we're talking.
Menorah, d'chsev, the menorah as is written. V'zeh ma'isa menorah. Rosh Chodesh, d'chsev, ha'chodesh hazeh lechem Rosh Chodesh. M'shosam, d'chsev, v'zeh lechem atame. V'yishomim, afech u'shchita, also the u'shchita, exactly the borders of the boundaries of the beyond the neck. Of the neck beyond the shechita is going to be no good. Shenemar v'zeh asher ta'aseh al mizbeach, and this is what you shall do on the mizbeach. They're talking about the says Rash. Says the pasuk v'zeh asher ta'aseh al mizbeach kvasim edishenot shenayim layom tamid. Okay. Shtei parshas shem mezuzah shemakvus mezuzah. The two parshas mezuzah gemakiv. I feel ksav echad gemakvun. Even if one letter is gemakiv, pshita obviously. Why did you tell me that? Amar vidam rav lo nitzcha el the coats shayud. Tell me the coats, the little shmutchik. Rashi's regel yumini shayud. The regel yumin of the yud. A little part. I v'hanami pshita. That's obvious also. If the point of the yud is missing, the yud is not a proper yud. And it's like a letter that's missing, so why would you have to teach us that? Elo l'chi idach to Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. The Mishnah is coming to tell you according to another thing Rabbi Yehuda Amarav says. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Kol osh en gvil mukafla, any letter that's not surrounded by parchment, me'ar b'un chosef, for four sides, still is going to be possible. Right, it's telling you even the proper writing of one letter is necessary. Amar Ashan Bar Nad Bach Mishmed Rav Yehuda Nikav Tocho Shel Yod. Let's say the inner part of the yod is punctured. There's a hole in it. Kasher. Yerecha. But if the leg is punctured, then puzzle, it's going to be puzzle. Amar Rav Zera Lididi Mifreshali. To me was explained. Mineid Rav Huna. By Rav Huna. Rav Yaakov Amar. Rav Yaakov said Lididi Mifreshali Mineid Rav Yehuda. Is explained to me by Rav Yehuda himself the following. Nikav Tocho Shel Hay Kasher Yerecha. Then, in the Shtarbo, Kshir, Lutkatana, there's enough left over that's a little bit of the Yud, Kosher. Imla, puzzle, that's going to be puzzle. Okay, Agra, Chamua, the Rabbi Abba. Agra is a fallen Rav Abba. Beep, turn the page. Chav Ches, Amu, Chav Tes, if Sika Le, Kara Dehei, the ha'am benikva. He had in his tefillin that the right leg of the hay in the word ha'am, the nation, was split by a hole. Asa l'kamidu of Abba Amalei said to him, im mishtayer bo kashir os katana kashir. It's left over a little bit of a, you know, os katana for a yud that the right leg at the top. If there remains enough of the right leg at the top for the small letter, I mean, okay, the yud, the tefillin is going to be good. From la apostle, that's going to be apostle. Ra'i Rami Bar Tamre de Chamua de Rami Bar Dikule. Rami Tamre was the father-in-law of Rami Bar Dikule. If Sika Le Kara de Vav de Vayaharog Binikva. He had to fill in that the leg of the Vav, the word Vayagra, and he killed, was split by a hole. Rami Pasuk says, and he killed the firstborn in Mitzrayim. And therefore, the top part of the Vav looked like a Yud. Also, coming to Rav Seira, Amalei says, Zil, I see a Nuka, the little Chakim Latif. He's coming a kid. He's not smart. He's not dumb. He's just right. He's an average kid over here. And Ikari Leva, Yaharo Kachar. Ilo, Yehareg, who Upasal. If not, then it reads, Yehareg, he shall be killed. It's going to be no good. Amar Avi Lamarav, Vishal Shalom Moshe Lamaro, Mitzal Lakonis Baruchu. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up, he saw that the Pasuk's Parsha. What did he see Hashem was doing? He was sitting attaching crowns to some of the letters. Amar Lefanav, he says, Ribono Shel Olam, Imakif Al Yodcha. Who's holding you back from giving the Torah like it is? Amar Lo, he says to him, Adam Echad Yesh, is a man, Sha'asa Lios Besof Kamadoros, is going to be the end of many generations. Vakiva Ben Yosef Shmo, his name is Akiva Ben Yosef. Sha'asa Lidro Shal Kol Kotsu Kotsu, he's going to die on every point. Tilin shel halachos. So what happened? He said he's gonna darshan on this loads and loads, tell mountains and mountains, mounds and mounds of halachos. He's gonna darshan for them things. So he says to him, Amar Lefanav Ribono shel Olam, Areuli, show him to me. Amar Lo, he says, Chazor lecharecha, look behind you. Halach v'yachshav b'sof shmoneh shuah. So what happened? Suddenly he was at the end of he's in the back of a classroom, Rabbi Kiva's classroom. He went, he sat in the back of the rows. There were 18 rows of, 8 rows, sorry, Shmona Shurus. He had no clue what was going on. Rabbi Kiva's darshaning over there away, he has no clue what's going on. Tosha's Kolkso, Moshe Rabbeinu was all upset, and he felt really bad. Came to a certain part, and Rabbi Kiva was darshaning, and he didn't know where it was coming from. Amar Lo, Tamid, he says to him, Rabbi, minayin lecha, how do you know this? He says, Alokha al-Moshe Misinai. Oh, this is Alokha al-Moshe Misinai. As soon as he said that, Moshe Rabbeini felt better. Joshua Daiti felt better. Chazu Bala Friya Kaz will give him his Baruch Hu the front of his head. Bono Shalom Yishchadim Gazeh. You got such a Yid over here. Vata Nosei Torah Al Yodi. You're giving me the Torah through me? Go give it to Rabbi Akiva. Why are you giving it to me? Amar Lo, Shtok. Quiet down, boy. Kachal Machshol Lefanai. This is the way I want it to be. I is what I want. Amar Lefanai. Ribono Shalom. Are you signing Torah? So he showed me his Torah. Harini Scharo. Let me see his reward. Amar Lo, he says, Chalach Harecha. Look behind you. Chazar Lach Harevi. Look behind them. Rosh, Hashoklin, Besaro, B'mekulin. He saw that they were weighing his boss's flesh, Rabbi Akiva's body, on the market in order to go and sell it. Fascinating. Disgusting. But okay, that's what he saw over there. Amal Lefanav, Ribono Shel Olam, Zu Torah V'Zu Schara. Is that Torah and that is Schara? Amal Lo Shtok, Kachal Mashal Lefanai, quiet. That's what came in front of him.
Amar Rava, Sheva Osios, Tzrichos, Shlosha Ziyunin. Seven letters need three tagin each. The Rosh says, Gimel tagin, Kitanim, three like crowns. B'chol Achas B'shin regel asmalis v'chim ba'ayin v'rosh ha'regel apnimi v'chim kulan v'osam gimel tagin echad notel yamin v'echad notel asmal v'echad lamala. So what are they? They're in Shatnes gates. Those are the letters. Shin ayin tes nun zayin gimel tzadi. Amar Rashi. Chazinu hu safri davka d'bei Rav. I have seen that the Sifri Torah of the Safir, the scribes of that of Rav, are very, very meduyak. Rashi says, medaktikin lasos ksav miyushar. Dechatre lehu legagis deches. That they add a vertical thing to the roof of the ches. That, you know, goes up. And vitalu le lekar dehe. And they suspend the left leg of the hay so it doesn't touch the roof. Chatri lehu legagi the ches, the add a cane to roof of ches. Klomar chai hu berumo shalolam. He lives in the rumo of the universe where it's pointing to. It's because he lives. Betolu lekari the hay and suspend the left leg of hay. Karka, I'm sorry, kid Ba'amine Rav Yehuda Nesia may Rabbi Ami, like the response is given to Yehuda Nasi, last Rav of Ami. Magal Sev, what does it mean when it says in the Pasuk Yishaya, Bitchu Ba'Hashem Ad-Ad, Kiveka Hashem Tzor Olamim, Bitchu Ba'Hashem Ad-Ad, Bitchu Ba'Hashem Ad-Ad. Trust in Hashem forever. For an Hashem is the strength of the world. Amar Lei, Rav Ami said to him, Kol HaTola B'Tchono B'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyone who sets his trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Harei Lo Machseh Ba'Olam Hazeh Lom Haba. He'll be a shelter for him in this world and in the world to come. Trust in Hashem. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia says to him, Ano Hachi Kakashili. When I asked, this is what seemed difficult to me. My shna dechsev bika veloksev ka. Why do you say bika? Could have just said ka, because Hashem is the strength of the world. Why are you saying bika? Kedarava kedarish Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Eloi elu shnei olame olama shavar kodesh baruch. These are the two worlds that kodesh baruch created. Echad behei veechad beyud. Hashem created the world with one with the letter Hey, and one with the letter Yud. Veni yodeh ma'olam haba b'yud v'olam hazeh b'hey. Ma'olam hazeh b'yud v'olam haba b'hey. Kishu omer ila toldos shvayim ba'aretz b'hi bara'am, altergir b'hi bara'am, ela b'hey bara'am. Right, when it says that these are the products of the heaven and the earth when they were created, don't read it as when they were created, but rather b'hey bara'am. Have you omer holom hazeh behei holom haba b'yud? Mipnei ma nivra holom hazeh behei. Why is always like her with hey? Mipnei she domen lechsadra, because the hey looks like an achsadra, a pavilion, like a open, like a gazebo with openings on all sides. That says Rashi shebatoch mitachtav. It's open underneath. And that is that if a person wants, he can walk out easily. So too in this world, you're given free will. Shekol rotzei lotzei yetzei. Anyone who wants to leave He's able to. Right? He wants to do the wrong thing. Rashi says, "Mimendo the tarbus ra." He also can do the wrong thing. My time I tell you, Kare, what's the reason he left? That the left leg of the hay is suspended. A space is left between the left leg and the roof. The other tshuva, tell me that if he does tshuva, malye lay, that they're going to bring him back through that opening. Right? Don't think that once he left the Torah behind, he can't go back. Like, but a person can always has the ability of coming back. Yeah. Frank the Gemara, but why don't we just come in through the place that you left? V'li'ayel b'hach, through the same area. I says Pesach Hatachton Danafik Bay. Lo Mistayim Milsay. No, it's not gonna happen. Person who comes to purify himself needs help because he eats Sahara, wants to do the wrong thing. So Hashem helps him by making another opening. Kedrish Lakish. My Vasiv, what does it mean when it says? Im la leitzim hu yalitz. If to the leitzim he will act like a leitz. But if the humble, he will grant favor. That means someone wants to go and purify himself, then he'll be helped. Rashi says, "Alma b'isua," he needs help. Someone said the wrong thing, then he opens it for him. A person who's drawn to the way of Leitzim is left on to his own devices and is allowed to take advantage of the doing the wrong thing. He's not helped, he's not stopped. That's when it says, "Hu yalitz." He himself is going to do it. But someone who's drawn to do the right thing, then Yitin Chain, he'll be given help. Umay Taima Isle Taga. And what's the reason that the hay has a tag? Right in the left end of the roof of the hay, there's a crown, this tag. Why is that? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Im Choser Bo? If he says Tshuva, Ani Kosher Lo Keser. Then I'll put a Keser on his head. Right, by the entrance of Tshuva. Why is the Olam Haba with Yud? Because the Tzaddikim that are there are few, and the letter Yud is the smallest of all the letters. Why is the head of the Yud? Why is it bent down? Right, it's talking about the leg of the right of the Yud, which goes and bends in a little. Because the Tzaddikim that are in that world, they bend their heads, like humbly, they bow their heads. Because of their meisim, which are not equivalent to each other. Each one is given honor in accordance with his deeds. And when he sees that his friend's deeds have earned him a higher status, he hangs his head down in a state of busha, of embarrassment. Rashi says, he's embarrassed for his friend. Amar Yosef. Hani tarte mili amarav besvarim. These two things Rav said about svarim, which is ba'alachos behilchos sifrei Torah. V'tanya tiyufte, and in reference to both of them, that which refutes him was taught in a brisa. Chad dahad Rav, one is that which Rav said. Sifrei Torah sheish bo shtei tuyos bechol daf daf. If a sifrei Torah has two mistakes in each and every part, we've gone like column. Yitakin, you can fix them and use the Torah. Shalosh yigonis. But there's three mistakes in every column, then he should be gonis if tani tiyufte. And that which knocks him out was taught in the following verse. So shalosh yitakin, arbi yigonis. Three fix, four, that's when the ones that you go and send to Genisa. Tana im yesh bo daf achas shlema, brisa taught that if it has one correct column, matzelis al kula, that column saves the entire Torah from being put into Geniza. And all the other things are can be fixed, and the Sefer Torah is going to be kosher. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.